Hello and welcome everyone to another InventRight TV show. My name is Andrew Krause. I'm one of the co-founders here at InventRight, and we have a very special guest, Sylvia Pomazak. She is one of our advisors. Welcome, Sylvia.
Hello.
So Sylvia is the one you talk to if you're interested in one of our programs, the Gateway Program or our Premium One-on-One Coaching Program. And I've been interviewing coaches, and they have a great perspective that is going to that helps you when you watch these interviews with the coaches as to, oh yeah, I have that issue too, and oh, that's how I overcome that. But Sylvia is coming out from a different perspective, and I think she has a lot to share because she talks to people that are worried about finally taking this leap and going from just this whole thing being a dream to being a reality, which is a little bit scary. So let's start off there. Sylvia, what is, you're helping people take a big jump here. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, whenever somebody calls me or schedules an appointment, I'm usually the one that answers, or at least I try to answer. And so it's a really big decision for them to be making with regards to, you know, moving forward with us, because there's a lot of fears that they have with, you know, what's going to happen. And some, so part of that is having a conversation of what those fears are. And one of those fears is the fear of not succeeding, you know, and one thing that I like to talk about with them is that it's not just about whether their product is successful and or gets licensed. It's really about,
oh, come on, Sylvia, that's what it's all about.
I know. No. I know. And it can be hard to hear that, but this is really about the skills that they're going to acquire during the program, so that not only can they license, you know, one idea, but as they continue to develop more and more products and ideas, that they can take this skill set along with them for the rest of their life. And so, so that's one of the things that.
Now, are they even thinking about that? They're probably talking about your product, and they're particularly excited about the product. Some inventors have 100 other ideas, 5 others. Yeah, I think of others, but I don't have any written down.
Right.
And you're trying, and I do this too when I talk to people. You're saying, look, we can help you do and say everything right on the product. But also, I want to give you another selling point here. You're going to experience the entire process because you're going to be coming up with ideas the rest of your life. So we're going to empower you the rest of your life. And that's not really what they're looking for in the moment, is it? They're just looking, I need help with this product. I need help
with
this.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
And you're trying to like also sell an additional benefit. But it can't be understated, that benefit. We believe that to our core, that people need that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are aspects of the process that they might not necessarily be able to like envision themselves in or experiencing until they're in it, until they're actually taking action, until they're actually doing it. So to describe it is one thing, but then for an individual to actually feel that and go through that and or know what that's going to be like is sometimes hard for them to kind of get an understanding of until they're actually in it. Because a lot of times when somebody goes through the program and we talk to them about how that experience was, you know, when they first started and or when they were thinking about, oh, this is what it's going to be like, it can be not only that, but so much more to it, because we've taught them, okay, these are the skill sets and these are the things and processes that you're going to follow forever on all the other ideas that you end up coming up
with. Well, that doesn't sound like skill sets, processes. I'm just a creative inventor. That sounds like no fun.
Well,
they can
still be creative.
Yeah,
they can,
you can
be a creative. Yeah.
Okay.
They can stay as a creative inventor.
I got another question for you. Are people concerned about how their spouse or their family will perceive them doing this?
Do they bring that up? Partners, so when you're doing it just by yourself, then all you have to worry about is yourself, right?
Sure.
But when you have other individuals, family members, and or partners that are not necessarily on the right page or might not necessarily be supportive, then that definitely is a concern and a worry point. And And it's completely valid.
Sure.
You want to be able to discuss with your partner what you're doing, and or they be supporting you and encouraging you. But then on the opposite end, sometimes they might not necessarily, or they might not necessarily understand, but can still support you as well.
True.
And
What's
so
your advice there for them then?
have a conversation. Bring them in.
Okay, but I've got a spouse, or I've got an uncle, and he's just negative on everything. What's your advice with him?
There's always going to be negative people. I mean, there's always going to be individuals, whether they're family members, friends, or even, people that you don't know that are not going to be rooting for you, or that are always going to kind of be the crabs in the pot that want to pull
Yeah.
you down.
Is that okay? I mean, so my advice, just don't talk to those people
Right, exactly.
about
So
it,
there
right?
might be things that you share with them, and then there might be things that you don't. You might discuss what you're doing with them with your product or working with InventRight or having a coach, and they might be like, "Yes, great, good for you." But if they're not, and if they're not that person, then it might be that you have to set up a boundary, and product licensing and development might not be something that you discuss with them, but instead you discuss a different topic.
Nice.
So, yeah,
Okay,
it's
it's good
definitely
advice.
hard some Hard sometimes with when family or family members aren't
But
on board.
what would you say? I mean, I haven't really t I've probably only talked to a few inventors over 25 years where inventing wasn't part of who they were. Now, they didn't decide I'm going to become an inventor. It just happened to them, and they just started coming up with ideas. Sometimes we'll
Yeah.
talk to an inventor, "Oh, I never had an idea before, and I did 3 months ago." Sometimes, but most of the time, it's like part of who they are. How
Yeah,
does that make
a
you
lot of
feel when
times.
you're selling something or
Yeah.
program that's going to help empower them to be the successful inventor they truly want to be? Like, they're sometimes the biggest dream in their life is to see their product on store shelves.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that, I mean, I really enjoy, and that's one thing that before, when I was a member, I would consider my and a student of the program, I would consider myself an inventor. But what I truly realized was more I like connecting individuals with the help that they need. And I think that when I see somebody and hear somebody being passionate about their product, inventing, coming up with ideas, just learning the process, I love that, here finally they've found a company that has the honesty, integrity, and everything that the resources that they need. And so I love building that connection with them and knowing
Nice.
that, knowing that, like, here we are a community for you and we are here to support you. And so, and just, seeing how, like, it's almost something that they even tell me that they've never had, right? They've
Right.
never known who to go to, or they've gone to the wrong people, or they've never been around individuals that, know anything about licensing or have steered them in the right direction. And so it's really nice to be able to make that connection for them
And
and
that's
say,
why we make that first call an hour, because it's such a relief for a lot of inventors to be able to unload on a coach. It's like,
yeah,
my family doesn't really want to listen to it
yeah,
anymore, and they don't
right.
know how to guide me if they are listening. And now I
Yeah.
got this person that's not only listening, paying attention, and now sending me down the right path. And but I really
Yeah.
like to hear it from your perspective. We've never had this specific talk. You're like, this is
Right.
how it makes me feel to help guide people to folks that can help them. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
Yeah.
otherwise, so many individuals are searching, like they're on this search or this chase, or they're constantly like, where do I go? Who do I listen to? What's the real information? And so to finally, once they call and speak to us, it's just like you found your people. You've come to the right place. Like, this is our community. And so it's nice to make that connection for them and help them understand that, we're here to help them.
And one last question, and then we'll wrap it up. What's the difference between, a lot of people feel really connected to us because they feel like we're offering great information and we're really transparent on YouTube, right? Steve and I are on there and talking about it. And they call you because of that. But what's the difference between watching information about this or that and actually having somebody help you on your real life project? Oh, for this project, do this and this. What's the feedback you've gotten? Obviously, they give a coach a lot of feedback, but people come back to you and they tell
Right,
you,
exactly. You
what's
have
the
a
feedback?
real life person. I mean, you can be reading the books, you can be watching the videos, you can be, messaging, but it's so different when you actually talk to a real human being. The books don't talk back. The YouTube videos don't talk back to you or give you feedback. Like when you're talking to and interacting with a real human, whether it's myself or a coach, it's just a different experience altogether. And so, so being able to go from, okay, this is all the information that I've absorbed, taken in, read, or heard, or listened to, but I'm still only at X point, or I'm really far along and I've done everything. And then it's, well, what's next? Now what? Did I do this right? Because there's so many different nuances along in the process. And then so to have kind of feel like, okay, I did as much as I could by myself, which is fabulous and that's great, but how much further along and how much help can do you still need now taking those next
You and I have
steps?
had this talk. I don't know anybody that wants to do any profession, and inventing is a profession, they get
Yeah.
training in it. And I don't know, I mean, you want to do Amazon, selling on Amazon, there's courses for it.
Right.
Like, you want to do this, you want to do that. I don't know why inventors think they don't need any help and they just think they need to throw money at a patent attorney and a prototyper,
Right.
and then they think they're, but there is a common perception, isn't
Yes.
it?
Yeah. No, absolutely there is.
And
So.
they and some people that watch your show and people that sign up obviously value that. And I'm biased, I think they're smart.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something, get guided by somebody that's done it.
Yeah.
And don't, otherwise you just waste a lot of time. Like, people blow money on a patent, but then they'll think about, oh, this person's going to guide me to do and say everything right to have the highest chance of closing a license deal, and they hesitate. And it's like, we're always thinking like, what are they thinking? Like, their mindset's wrong. I understand about saving money. You like to save money too. I'm all
Yeah.
for that. But in that area, I don't think it's a place to save money. Now, before
Yeah.
we wrap up, we've been coaching and mentoring inventors for 25 years, empowering them, doing all that stuff we've been talking about. But recently, now you're talking to people about the Gateway program where we do it for them, and we don't need to get into those details. How are you finding that that's different? It's a different profile of somebody that's like, no, I don't want to learn any of this stuff. Right now, at least, but I would like you to help me with licensing the product. How is that different? Because that's new for
Yeah.
you.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Gateway program is brand new. I actually really like that we have that option now because some individuals don't have the time. They're extremely busy, whether it's with their professions and or their families and other things happening in their life, and really, value somebody that has experience and knowledge and, just the ability to take that off of their shoulders and take that off their hands because they just don't have that time. So, and obviously they've done a lot of work themselves. They've already put in a lot of time and money into the product already, and now they want to be able to work with individuals that they can trust and that can, reach out to companies for them. So, it's nice that we have that option for inventors. Yeah.
So before we wrap up, people can book a call with you if they go to inventright.com and they click on Contact Us. These days, you're doing about 90% of the calls. Sometimes in the evenings, Dana's doing some calls right now. She's
Yeah.
focusing on our Gateway program, reaching out to companies.
Yeah, Dana's awesome. Dana's my girl.
So
So.
if somebody's worried, like, well, I know Sylvia seems all nice and sweet, but if I talk to her, is she going to strong arm me? Can you address that?
No, I'm not going to strong arm anyone. Absolutely not. So, I mean, sometimes I'll say things that people don't want to hear, but they need to hear. So I'm going to be very honest. That's for sure. That's for certain, but I'm definitely not going to strong arm anyone or I'm not, pushy or anything like
Well, we're
that.
the opposite. We don't accept everybody into the program
No,
by
you
any
don't.
means. We
Right.
see
Exactly.
red flags, they're saying, I'm going to make $1 billion overnight, and yeah, I don't want to make any effort, and they're doing the coaching. I'm like, well, okay, that's not a good match.
Right.
You
It
know?
has to be as much of a good fit for us as, as it is for them, and so it is, it's a mutual a relationship. But yeah, I mean, they can call. I'll usually pick up. If it doesn't, then I'll call them right back. They can text. They can schedule an appointment with me. And so there's many ways to reach out to us.
Cool,
So
cool.
they don't have to be afraid. I don't bite. But if they bring some sandwiches and maybe some treats, then I'll definitely take a bite out
Well,
of
guys,
those.
Sylvia's a real pro. When she first came on board with us, how long has it been now, Sylvia? I don't know.
So I was a member in 2014 or 15.
Holy
So that's
crap.
when I initially
9 years?
started. Yep. And then
8 years?
I went through the process. I truly believe, I mean, you just have to go through the process to experience it. And
How
then
long
I
you've been working for Invent? It's been about 8 years now?
nine, I think it's either
Nine?
8 or 9 years
Yeah,
this
I
quarter.
have to look it up. Wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I trained Sylvia at the beginning. She doesn't need me anymore. She can answer your guys' questions. She'll send people over to me once in a while if it's a really special case, and I'll
Right,
talk to
right.
folks. I'm happy to talk to people, but she's fantastic. She can give you an idea of how the programs work and everything. And so even if you're just looking now, you're like, I don't even sign up for like a year if I wanted to even, but I would like to know, then go ahead and book with Sylvia. Just go to Eventbrite, click on Contact Us. And hopefully, like, even if you're not even interested in the program, hopefully just this talk about what some people's concerns are about things and our perspective on you need somebody to guide you. Doesn't could be somebody else, doesn't have to be us, but needs to be
Right.
somebody. Needs to be
Very much
somebody.
so. Yeah, and sometimes I'll refer out. So if an individual is not a right fit for us at all, then I'll try and help problem solve with them. Like, okay, well, what are some other resources that you can look at? Or these are some suggestions I would make for you. So, and yeah, so even if we're not a right fit, that's okay. But I still try and help problem solve through that and at least send them somewhere or point them in the right direction regardless.
Well, they might have other, they definitely people have other concerns. We didn't cover them all here.
Oh,
So if you
yeah.
guys have concerns, like bring them up with Sylvia and she'll be able to address them. And if not, then she'll send you on over to me and I'll address them. So, but anyway. So guys, I want to remind you to take care, keep inventing. Thank you so much, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Did a great job. I'll have you back sometime soon. And take care, everybody.
I'll come
See
back
you.
on with Dana next time. It's going to be her and I together.
That sounds great. I love
You
it.
won't even know what's going to come out of our
Yeah,
mouths, but hang on
I'm
for
a
that.
little
Hang
afraid,
on for
but
that one.
you guys should do it. That'll be a fun one.
All
See you
right.
guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, you've got this great idea and you need a little help, and we're going to help you. We're going to give away $25,000 in prizes to help you license your ideas to companies at Eventbrite. So how does this all work? It's pretty simple. Once we hit 100,000 subscribers on our channel, we're going to run a contest and show you how to win some of our programs. So what are we giving away? First of all, we're giving away two of our premium programs. That's where you get a personal coach that's going to guide you each week for you to license your product ideas. They're going to be behind the scenes to make sure you're doing everything right, to make sure your marketing material is spectacular, making sure you protect your ideas correctly, and making sure you're reaching out to those companies and saying the right thing. And then once there's interest, we have a coach that's going to come in and help behind the scenes you negotiate that licensing agreement so it's fair and balanced. All right, so what's the second prize? Well, the second prize is three gateway programs. What's gateway? Hey, it's real simple. Gateway is where we at Eventbrite handle everything for you. We're going to find the companies, find the right people, and make sure your product is pitched correctly to get that licensing deal. So all these prizes, the two premiums and the three gateways, it adds up to over $25,000 in prizes to you. So how does this all work? It's really quite simple. All you have to do, subscribe down below if you haven't already. And once we hit 100,000 subscribers before the end of the year, we're going to run a contest and we're going to give away those prizes to help you license your product ideas.